this is the humble abode for y'all. This is the palace. You know what I'm saying? We here with another episode. I got the guys doing it back to back. You know what I'm saying? We like the Lakers. We trying to get it done. Get up out of there. So this, we just having fun with it. You know what I'm saying? This is a life talk, TED talk, rap talk. You know what I'm saying? So with this being a part two, we was chit chatting about where does producers have their impact on hip hop. So we did our Mount Rushmore on rappers. Let me get y'all four producers, you know what I'm saying? Either, you know, from this current time frame, from the mid-2000s to the early 90s, or whenever your first little taste of hip-hop happened for you. Who y'all got? We started with you last. We gonna go Raven this time. Give me four and an alternate producers.
I don't know any really producers. I just listen to
music. Girl?
Yeah.
All right, we gonna put you on the back burner. Right. So we gonna say some names. You might fuck with the people we calling out. Who you got? Give me four producers. All time, Mount Rushmore, whatever you want to call it.
I don't really have any Mount Rushmore. Well, I agree with Pharrell.
Okay, Pharrell.
But I also got to put like Timbaland in that bit.
For sure.
And then, I think for right now, I think London on the Track been doing his thing with a lot of the newer artists. You can't
on the fucking track before Dre, before Ye, before... Before Swiss.
But she said for the
different artists.
I mean, they be making beats for these niggas too.
But P. Moore.
Yeah.
This
gen. Young Bird.
Hitmaker. Shout out Hitmaker.
Yeah. Hitmaker.
You feel me? All right, so that was a smooth thing. Give me one more.
What's the dude's name? Who be?
Pierre, wanna come out here?
Tay Keith?
No. Yeah.
Tay Keith, fuck these niggas up.
What nigga
name? Southside? Southside, he got the fucking bottles.
Southside is hard.
Got
808
Mafia.
What's that nigga name? Oh, no, that's Tay Keith. No.
I think Babyface is a legendary producer.
Yes, most definitely. You cannot mention no producer but no Babyface. Teddy Riley, yes, good.
Teddy Riley.
Legends.
Yeah. That's true. You named three. Fine.
My foe, I don't know if he's saying yay, but yay that nigga. I'ma definitely say Scott Storch.
Mm-hmm.
Legend.
Who?
Scott Storch.
Okay.
Dre.
Okay, that's
actually good.
That's actually good. I'm gonna take Mike Wonder. No, don't count. Give me Hit-Boy. Hit-Boy that nigga. Hit-Boy made niggas in Paris. Stop it, Larry. I'm tired of you and this fucking
so
South shit.
So you not gonna quit Babyface in that bitch?
Fuck Babyface. Nigga,
I'm gonna
motherfucker. We talking about rap. We talking about the R&B niggas cool. I get Babyface. I get motherfucking the fucking Party Next Doors. I get them niggas, the writers, all them cool niggas, the points. But we talking about hip hop. I got motherfucking Scott Storch.
Is R&B not part of hip hop?
It is, of course, but we're talking soulfully hip hop. We're not talking about
that. That's not soul.
We're just talking about producers. We're talking about producers. We're talking about producers.
Y'all, we're talking about producers.
Listen,
producers.
It don't matter the genre.
Okay, I was wondering the pretense we're talking about hip hop.
Okay,
but if we're talking about across all genres. Fuck Babyface, nigga. I stand in that shit. Nigga, I got motherfucking Scott Storch, Ye, Dre. Who the fuck else? I said Hit-Boy, and I don't think I came up with a film.
You cannot mention producers without mentioning fucking Babyface.
Yes,
or Dr. Dre.
I got Dre on my
list. You did. But Babyface?
Fuck Babyface. What he made? I'm playing. Who are you? Who are you Mount Rushmore producers?
You gotta say Pharrell.
This nigga,
you have to. Then you gotta say Teddy Riley.
Okay.
Teddy Riley made Pharrell.
So you're strictly R&B.
Teddy Riley did some hip hop too, nigga. Don't disrespect Teddy.
Yeah.
Shout out Teddy. But I gotta say.
Huh?
Should you put that in already? Uh-huh. Okay. Add another pizza. I'm getting another pizza.
Pizza. That boy Billy. Andre the Giant. I said Teddy, Pharrell. You You gotta say you gotta say Timberland.
Okay.
Dre. You gotta say Dre.
Okay.
Fifth, you gotta, man, I gotta throw Ye in there, bro.
Okay, for sure.
I gotta throw Ye.
Who is y'all untouchable against anybody catalog? Like they did versus
Mike.
Michael Jackson.
You said any catalog.
Now you did say that.
I did.
Michael Jackson. That's
what I'm gonna repeat. Michael who?
Jackson. Whitney is.
Ain't no debate. Michael Jackson.
So you picking Michael Jackson?
Who? Wait.
Y'all don't think nobody can beat Mike?
No.
Whitney Houston.
You're drunk.
Who? I'm drunk.
It's fuck.
Yes, you are.
Nah. Nah.
Who can touch Mike?
That's debatable as fuck.
Who can touch Mike?
I'm so sorry.
Like, who's your untouchable?
Daryl would really put out. Right? She can put one song on Versus and people gonna really fuck with that shit.
I feel it. But we're talking about, we was bad at Mike.
Okay.
You said Whitney?
Okay.
Whitney can't touch Mike Jack. She can't. She can't.
If we say the Beatles. Versus.
What?
Like, Michael Jackson.
Beatles shit.
Cause I be dead ass.
No, but who the fuck is to the Beatles back? That's of this age?
No,
Michael Jackson not part of this age neither. But you still can't touch this nigga.
Can't touch that new crackers either.
Man, Mike will wipe the floor with the Beatles. And he's one. Okay. He's one nigga against five.
But guess who he sold his catalog to? So yeah.
I got
a
that's
what
he got.
So they own his music, therefore
it's
Beatles.
Boom. I ain't gonna say it because the boys are probably watching.
Nobody's fucking with Puff.
And what?
Puff?
And what?
Oh, well, Mike.
You know what? I'm sorry.
This is gonna get crazy.
I gotta say this, bro. Okay, listen. I know it's.
You on that vibe?
Puff?
No.
Puff did it. If you know, you know.
Well, I don't fucking know.
Jamie Foxx dead ass.
Listen, Michael Jackson.
No.
Y'all just
doing it. We just switched lanes. We don't hold the lane.
Richard don't fit now.
Listen, I got Puff. Nobody can fuck with Puff.
Puff did it. That's all.
Nobody can fuck with Puff.
Puff did it.
Nobody can fuck with Cheeto Puff.
That's the base.
Young Miami boyfriend.
All About the Benjamins.
That's
something. If Michael Jackson get up the fucking stage and that crap and crunch ass shit.
Wait,
Mike is overrated as fuck, dog. Listen.
I can't that say
nigga,
that.
No.
That nigga.
So damn, y'all.
That nigga.
Man, turn this off, bro. Turn this off, bro.
Michael Jackson is a legend.
You know what?
He's the GOAT.
Can I ask you something?
But there's several types of GOATs.
Can I ask you something?
What the fuck? It wasn't several types of GOATs when I was talking about
Eminem. Can I ask you something? Listen, you can
hear
me, bro.
What's up?
We boys. Can you talk about Puff is over Mike?
Yes.
Puff touch you?
Listen, man.
Okay, then Puff did it. Let me know.
When Puff puts on, what's the song with him and Maze? What's the shit?
Which?
Is it that album Miss If You Saw?
Nah, fuck. He better not play that against Mike.
Listen. I mean, that's a slap. Though what?
We got Puff over Mike?
Richard on some fentanyl.
He touched you. I know he did.